Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to know, if no one has ever told you, whatever you do that's bad, you're going to have to pay for it, whether it's good or it's bad. If you do bad things to someone, someone will say, I'm going to get them back when they least expect it. So that's a consequence. And you don't want consequences from your father. For he gives you, he'll spank you, us if he loves us. And you just have to accept this spanking. You don't want to do it. But, and I am telling you, don't do anything that will cause you to get a consequence. Do good things in your life. And let me start out with reading the Ten Commandments. I am going to read them until I learn them by heart. And I want you, sheep, to learn them as well. Commandments. I am in Exodus chapter 20. Verse 3, that's what I'm going to read to you, verses 3 through 17. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What is it that you do not understand about that? You're very smart. Most of you are smart. So you know that. What about the second one? What is the second commandment? This is the second commandment. I can't remember this. I should remember, but I don't remember. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath, is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, and jealous a jealous God, visiting the iniquities, you can say sins, of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord, thy God, in vain. I remember that. For the Lord thy God will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So don't misuse the name of the Lord, nor curse the name of the Lord. The fourth commandment, and I want you to remember this. I remember. Remember the Sabbath day. And for those of you who not know what the Sabbath day is, it is Saturday. The fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. Thou six days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughters, nor thy manservant, or thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that in them is. He rested on the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, that's a Saturday, and made and hallowed it. Hallowed means to make it holy. So the seventh day, or you can say Saturday, is a day of rest. You should not do any work that day. And maybe that's why our Father in heaven has caused these churches to close up, because the seventh day was started named now. I learned it when I was in school. I'm trying to think of it. The fifth commandment, thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother, that those may belong upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, you should know this, thou shalt not kill. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Be faithful unto your spouse. Wives, be faithful unto your husband. Husband, be faithful unto your wife. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. You should know that. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Why lie on your neighbor? Even if you don't like him or her, don't lie on them. The tenth and final commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Covet means to be envious. It's spelled C-O-V-E-T. Covet thy neighbor's house. That means don't be envious. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox or his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. Don't be envious of what your neighbor has. And those are the Ten Commandments. I have promised to read those to you until I learn them. Now, I have not learned them all. I forget the Second Commandment, and I don't know why, but that one is so hard for me to remember. And I know that I don't want my Father in heaven, because of the things that I do, he will cause havoc to my grandchildren or to the children, to the third and the fourth generation. So don't make unto yourself any graven images or any likeness of the anything that is in the heaven on earth or above the earth or that's beneath the earth. Now, I used to wear a cross all the time. I knew that I should not do that. Now, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath afternoon or evening to everyone. The only day that tells you in the Bible to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as well as rest. You are to rest. Now, you can find the Ten Commandments for your hearing and well as for yourself. You can read it in Deuteronomy, that's spelled D-E-U-T-E, run R-O-N-M-Y, Deuteronomy. And I may have misspelled it, but I meant to spell it correctly. Chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well in Exodus, that's spelled E-X-O-D-U-S, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Read it for yourself to take my word for it. Do as the Bereans did. They checked out whatever Paul was telling them. Check it out. It's in the Bible. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And Sabbath day is observed Friday evening along this time of the day, and it ends tomorrow around this time of the day. That would be the Sabbath. The Sabbath day has already started. So you see, don't go out and party during this time. You just seek to have your three P's ready. And you say, what are the three P's? They are your pen, pencil, and paper. So you can write down any scriptures that I may say as well. You young people may have what are called the notebooks and notepads and all the technological devices that they have these days. And you can use those if you like. Now, I am going to start reading where I left off this past Tuesday. I am looking at the computer. It tells us that 1 Samuel chapter 31, but I am going to tell you, see, and for those who have been listening to me, you know that I am in chapter 10, and I ask that you read chapters 10 and 11. Hopefully, you can get through those. I know that I have had a difficult time in that. I don't know how to pronunciate all of the words that is in those chapters, but I will try to pronounce them. If not, I would try to spell those words out to you. And sometimes I have difficulty speaking because I have had a soul goal. And but I am still trying to do what my Father in heaven told me to do. I tell you, Satan, he attacks me every chance he gets. I was sitting down being quiet at the Veterans Hospital where I had taken my brother, my younger brother, to get service. And all of a sudden, I sat waiting for my brother to be serviced. I sat so long that I started, and I was not taking the medication either that the doctor had given me, but I do take it now. Let's get started, and hopefully I can read chapters 10 and 11 of 2 Samuel today. Let's read. And it came to pass after that the king and the children of Ammon died. That's spelled A-M-M-O-N, died. And Hanun, his son, reigned in his stead. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun. Excuse me. That's spelled H-A-N-U-N, the son of Nahash. That's spelled N-A-Nahash. H-A-S-H. As his father showed kindness unto me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants. David's servants came unto the land of the children of Ammon. That's spelled A-M-M-O-N. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun, H-A-N-U-N, their lord, thinkest thou that David doeth honor thy father, that he has sent comforters unto thee? Has not David rather his servants unto thee to search out the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it? Wherefore, Haman took David's servants and shaved off them one half of their beards and cut their garments up the middle, even to their buttocks, and sent them away. Then they served David. Excuse me. When they told David it unto David, he sent to meet them because the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, tarry means to wait, or among many different words, stay there. At Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. Children of Ammon saw that they stink. The word is S-T-A-N-K, stink, before David. The children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Bethrebah. Let me spell that word to you. B-E-T-H hyphen R-E. H-O-B, and the Syrians of Zobah. Zobah is spelled Z-O-B-A. 20,000 horsemen, 20,000 footmen, and of the king, Great Maker. That's M-A-A-C-H-A-R. 8,000 men in of Ishtob. That's spelled I-S-H hyphen T-O-B. 12,000 men. And when David heard of it, he said Joab, that's spelled J-O-A-B, and all the host of the many men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array at the entering of the gate. And I'm trying to look up the word array, but he put it in order at the entrance of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah and of Rehob, that's spelled R-E-H-O-B hyphen T-O-B, Ishtob, and Micah, that's spelled M-A-A-C-H-A-H, were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him before and behind, chose all of the choice men of Israel and put them in array. That's a group against the Syrians, and the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abisha, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, his brother. Array. Array men in a group against the children of Ammon. And he said, let me start over. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, I will come and help thee. Be of good courage, and let us play the men of our people for the cities of our God. And the Lord do seemeth him good. And Joab drew near, and the people that were with him unto battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, they then fled, they also, before Abisha, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H, into the city. So Joab entered. So Joab returned from the children of Ammon and came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were smitten before Israel, they gathered themselves together. And Hadad sent, this spell H-A-D-A-R-E-Z-E-R, sent and brought out to the Syrians that were beyond the river. And they came to Helam, that's spelled H-E-L-A-M, in Shobai, that's spelled S-H-O-B-A-C-H, the captain of the host of, excuse me, see, I have to spell Hadassar, that's spelled Hadarezer, went before them. And when it was told David, he gathered all Israel together and passed over Jordan and came to Helam, that's spelled H-E-L-A-M, and the Syrians set themselves in array, in order, against David and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew the men of 700 chariots of the Syrians, of 40,000 men, and smote Shobath, spelled S-H-O-B-A-C-H. That's S-H-O-B-A-C-H. The captain of their host, who died there. And when all the kings that were servants to Hadarezer, that's spelled Hadarezer, saw that they were smitten before Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Syrians fled to help the children of Ammon anymore. Let me read this last sentence again. So the Syrians feared, I said fled, but the word is feared, to help the children of Ammon anymore. So that is the reading of chapter 10. Now I will try to read, and I pray that you understand that chapter. I will now to your hearing chapter 2 Samuel chapter 11. And it came to pass after years of work expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged. Let me underline that. To besiege Hab. And he destroyed the children of Ammon, and he besieged Rahab, that's spelled R-E-B-B-A-H. And David tarried till at Jerusalem. That means he waited still at Jerusalem. Verse number two, came to pass in the eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired of the woman, and one said, is not Bathsheba the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? David sent messengers and took her And she came unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. Let me read verse 4 again. Hopefully I will read it to you understanding. And David sent messengers and took her, and she came unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified after her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived, and she told David and said, I am with child. And David sent to Joab, saying, send me Uriah the Hittite. Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah came unto him, David demanded, demanded him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. And David said unto Uriah, go down to the house and wash thy feet. And Uriah departed out king's house, and therefore followed him a mess of meat from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of the Lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, Uriah went not down unto his house, David said unto Uriah, comest thou not from thy journey? Then didst thou not go down unto thy house? And Uriah said unto David, the ark in Israel and Judah abides in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into my house and to drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. And David said to Uriah, tarry, that means to wait here today also, and tomorrow I will let thee depart. So Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day, the morrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at evening he went out to lie on his bed, but the servants of the Lord, I need to read that again because my eyes got mixed up. Verse 13. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at evening he went out to lie on his bed with his servants and his Lord, but went not down to his house. And it came to pass in the morning a letter to Joab, and sent it by hand of Uriah, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote the letter, saying, "Set ye Uriah in the foremost of the hottest battle, and retire ye him." You, let me read verse 15 again. "For he wrote the letter, saying, Set ye Uriah in the foremost front of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him." That means leave him, excuse me, that he may be smitten and die. Excuse me, I had to belch. And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah unto the place where he knew that valiant men were, strong men were. And the city of, verse 17, and the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. And Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, "When thou hast made us an end of telling the matter of the war unto the king, and if so be the king's anger or wrath arise," wrath means anger, "arise, and he say unto thee, Wherefore approach thee so near unto the city when they did fight?" Let me start reading verse 20 over again. I messed up. "If so be that the king's wrath arise," wrath means anger, "arise, and he say unto thee, Wherefore approach ye so near unto the city when ye did fight? Know ye not that they would shoot from the wall? Who smote Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal?" That's spelled Jerubbaal. "And not all the women cast a piece of a millstone upon him from the wall, that he died in Thebes," Thebez, "and went ye near the wall? Then say thou servant Uriah the Hittite and said also." So the messenger sent and came and showed David all that Joab had sent for him. And the messenger said unto David, "Surely the men prevailed against us and came out unto us into the field, and so were upon them even unto the entering of the gate. And the shooters shot from the wall up on thy servant, and some of the king's servants be dead, and the servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. Then David said unto the messenger, then shalt thou say unto Joab, let not this thing disturb thee, for the sword is to devour one as well as another. Make thy battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage him. And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the mourning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife, bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. So that ends chapter, the reading of chapter 11. Let me quickly say a prayer and a few other things to you, sheep. Father in heaven, I thank you and I praise you for finding us lost sheep and allowing us to do what you told us to do. Also, thank you for keeping us from the evil one both day and night, and keeping Satan, the devil, away from us, and as well as his hands. In Jesus' name, I pray, I thank you for keeping us in Yeshua's name, also better known as Jesus. Remember, sheep, in James chapter 4 and verse 15, it says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. And I want you to listen to me on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and Fridays at radio. And that's on your commuter. Also, I want you to listen to YouTube. There is Big Judah is a program where he has this Jewish rabbi admit that a land of America belongs to Joseph. And you remember that Joseph had two sons, not Joseph, but Sarah and his father had two sons that was twins, Esau and Joseph. And this land that we're in now, Joseph belongs to Joseph. It doesn't belong to the white folks, as they claim. They're always saying, go back. Parents did not tell us that we came from Africa. All they know is that they were slaves. They never talked about the slavery part to us. But I'm going to tell you as much as I know. Go to YouTube and look for Big Judy, Judah, J-U-D-A-H. He has a program where this Jewish rabbi admits that America is a land of Joseph, not Esau.
Help your children.
So, I pray.
And don't let them fall. By the side of the road.
His buddy. I think it was in Louisiana. Folks up front.
To love one another.
This man's mouth.
That heaven might find.
I pray that.
A place in their heart.
Condemnation.
Jesus,
I know that bad love on the
let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. And His word will be our salvation.